producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com. 71.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Boy, that song says it all. Spring is right around the corner, and the weather is beginning to get us excited. And I thought this morning we'd get you even more excited, because my good friend Pat Stone from Green Prince, he has a magazine that will really do the same thing. There's a lot of magazines, Home and Garden, and you look through it and there's about 10% garden and 90% for the home. You are a gardener. You want something to motivate you. And Green Prince will do just that. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How's the weather in the great state of Maine?
The weather is beautiful. It's going to be in the 60s and 70s this coming week. How can you beat that?
That's a good tease for spring, a good tease.
It is. I may even get out there and plant a few peas and a little bit of lettuce. You know, kind of take a chance, but let's do it. Why not?
I'm impressed. No, it's definitely time to kind of getting itchy to grow, right?
Right. Now, tell us about your magazine. It is unique. There's nothing about the home in there. It's all about the garden and the wonderful stories that people have sent you. And we need to get excited, and your magazine can do that.
Absolutely. It's a Weeder's Digest. It does what the other magazines don't. All the other magazines, which are great, by the way, give you the instructions and the how-to. This gives you the human side, the heart, the fun, just the great stories from gardeners all over the country. It's sharing. It's a group gathering. I get stories from gardeners all over the U.S., all over the world, sharing their funniest, their most moving, their most inspiring, their most touching garden stories, all true. They come from everywhere, and I share them in my little magazine, which I've been doing for over 26 years now.
Now, do you have something for us that will inspire us this morning?
Absolutely. I tell you, Paul, it's been a little bit of a rough winter for me. My wife came down with cellulitis, which is something, whatever it is, you don't want to get it. I just had shoulder surgery, so I'm working on learning how to tie my shoes with one hand. So I thought we needed some cheerful stories today.
Right.
I'm going to share two funny stories, both from the new spring issue, which if you sign up will be the first issue you get. The first story is called Our First Tiller by Rebecca Monholland. I grew up in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, where a garden is an essential part of life. When Eddie and I married and bought our first farm, I remember going to the grocery store, buying a bag of potatoes, and thinking that I was doing something terrible. This had to be the awfulest thing I'd ever done. I went home and told Eddie we needed to start a garden. We dropped everything we were doing and headed to the farm store to buy a roller tiller. Did you know that garden tillers are expensive? The two of us proudly came home with the smallest tiller they have. You know, the ones with the itty-bitty wheels in the back and the big chopper thingies in the front. We opened the box, and it's not put together. Okay, how hard can it be? We lay out the parts on the grass. There are a lot of them. Maybe we should ask Dad to come help us, I say. Eddie brushes that off. Just read the directions. Whoever wrote those directions obviously did not take into account the fact that someone would read them. Finally, we figure out that the little T-looking thingy goes on the engine, and we attach that with the proper screws. Then we discover that the plow thingies will not fit because we have the T thingy attached backwards. Okay, change that and attach the plow thingies. Eddie exclaims, "We're cooking with fire now." Finally, we step back, and there it is in all its glory, a shiny new red tiller. We very carefully put the oil into the right spot and the gas in its right spot. Woohoo! We're ready to till. Eddie yanks the rope to start the tiller. Nothing. Not even a whimper of noise from the engine. But a few choice words from Eddie. Eddie pulls the rope several more times. Nothing. 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 Eddie is now threatening to go get his shotgun and shoot the fleshlinger thing. Maybe it just hasn't picked up the gas, I volunteer. The only response is a scowl from Eddie. Ladies, you know the look. This was not my idea in the first place, look. I pick up the directions and see the one step we've left out. I show Eddie the picture of the on and off switch. He reaches down and flips the switch on the side of the engine. This time, the tiller comes roaring to life. Eddie smiles and gives me the, "I told you I could do this," look. He plants his feet behind the tiller and pulls the lever to make it go. The tiller takes one huge bounce, hits a rock, and flies apart. I don't mean a few pieces come off. No, this looks like a bomb exploded inside it. Pieces are lying all over the ground. Eddie is standing there with the motor dangling in the air. It is still running. Without a word, I head to the house, calmly retrieve the car keys, and drive to the farmer's market. When I return with a load of vegetables, Eddie is nowhere to be found. The tiller, though, is in the corner of the barn, with all the parts piled on top of it. It's been years since we moved from that farm, but I like to think that tiller, or the pieces of it, is still sitting in the corner of the barn. It can stay there.
I like that story. And you know,
you just sense their frustration. I love it when he's standing there holding the pieces of the tiller with the engine still running. I just love that image.
You know, it's something that we as men, we don't need to read the directions. We'll look at the pictures and we'll put it together with the pictures without reading the directions. And I can relate to this guy, you know, talking to the rototiller, threatening it. I've done the same thing many, many times.
Oh, any machine we've ever used in a garden has always, always been a headache at some point in its existence. Oh,
yeah.
Glory.
The best thing to do is, if you're going to buy a piece of power equipment and they say it'll be $20 extra to put it together, pay the $20 and have them put it together for you, right?
And the best thing is just rent the puppy. Rent that rototiller, use it for a day, take it back, and let them worry about it. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great story, and it's something that we've all done with a lawnmower or a rototiller or any kind of power equipment. You pull and pull and pull and pull, and you realize, oh, I didn't hit the start button. I love it. I love it.
Yep.
So it's a good story, and at this time of the year, it does hit home, and it does remind us, I did that last year. Maybe I ought to prime it a little bit, or at least put some fresh gas with a treatment in it.
And
so,
it lets you know you're not alone, that when something like that happens, it's better to learn to laugh at it, because it happens to everybody, and just let it roll off your back. Don't get so mad. Life will go better.
Exactly. Now, what's the cost of the magazine, Pat?
Green Prince, the Weeder's Digest, is $19.97 for a year subscription. You can get it from our website, which is www.greenprints, like thumbprints that are green, greenprints.com, or by calling our 800 number, 800-569-0602, 800-569-0602. And if you mention that you heard about us on Paul Parent, I will give you an extra issue to your subscription.
Now, when is the new edition going to be ready?
spring issue's ready.
It's ready now. Okay.
Yeah. The printer's got it. The printer's mailing them. And I'll have others from my home so that if you sign up, that's the one I'll mail you, the one with that story and 15 other great stories.
That's just fantastic. And that's a great way to start your interview today on the radio with a great story like that. And it's why I like the magazine myself. It's not all glitz and glamour. It's everyday stories that we can all relate to. And those of you that already get the magazine, I encourage you to write Pat and send him a story like that, that's funny, that's heartwarming, and share what happened to you. And that way you can pass that humor on from not just yourself and a neighbor and a couple of friends, but to everybody who reads the magazine.
That's where I get my stories. It's from people like your listeners. I'm sharing stories from real hands-on gardeners all over the country. Not the experts, but the people who really get out there and get their hands dirty.
Right, right. A gardener, if he comes in the house after working all day in the yard and he doesn't have mud on his knees and dirt on his face and hands, he didn't do it properly. We're going to take a quick break, Pat. When we come back, I'm sure you've got a second story that will be just as good. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Roses cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. We're talking with Pat Stone from the Green Prints Gardening Magazine. It's a wonderful magazine with great stories that will lift your spirits, get you motivated to get out in the yard. And if you've got a good story, write Pat. Tell him your experience like the rototiller man. And share it, and bring a smile to your face, believe me. It's just a wonderful, wonderful publication. What's your second story for today, Pat?
All right, Paul. Well, this also is from the new spring issue, the brand new issue, and it's also another humorous one, because like I said, after the winter I've had, I need some cheering up. It's by a guy in Washington State named Larry E. Laurel, and it's called The Nursery Man's Lament. I am grateful for every customer who comes into our nursery here in Rochester, Washington. Most are friendly and quite wonderful. But once in a while, we get the other kind. Such a customer came in one day last spring just as I was opening up. "Hello," I said. "Can I help you find anything, or would you like to just look around?" "You can help me," he said. "I'm looking for a shrub to plant by my deck." "How tall do you want it to get?" "Oh, not too tall," he said, with somewhat less than precision. I smiled. "How tall is too tall?" "Oh, just medium height," he clarified, "but not much." I pegged medium height as 4 feet and pressed on. "Is the site sunny or shady?" He gave me a mildly perturbed look and first said he didn't know, then that it got some sun. "Is it an all-day sun?" I asked, hoping to suggest an appropriate plant after I knew the conditions. "Yes, it gets some sun," he said, leaving me no wiser than before. "How about a dwarf conifer? We have several varieties that stay under 4 feet." "What kind of flowers do they have?" "Well, they don't really have flowers, but some have beautiful cones and needles," I said. "No, I want lots of flowers, and I don't like needles," he replied. "So much for conifers. How about a rose? We have some nice disease-resistant ones that bloom a lot. They come in a variety of colors. The only problem we know of is that deer eat them. Do you have deer?" "We're crawling with the buggers. They're everywhere," he growled, as if to say, "Why didn't you know that?" So much for roses. He was a challenge, but I'm no quitter. "There's some sun-tolerant azaleas that have flowers in the spring," I suggested. and they can be kept under 4 feet by pruning. They're easy to grow here with regular water and fertilizer. Don't want any darn pruning and fertilizing and watering, he growled. Besides, I want something evergreen. Don't you have any better ideas? My mind raced through the 1,000 different plants we stock. Maybe you could try a native plant, I suggested. Maybe Oregon grape. They're evergreen. They have flowers in the spring. Deer don't eat them. They don't get too big. And they're drought tolerant here once established. That might work, he said skeptically. How much do they cost? They're nice plants in 2 gallon pots, I said nicely. And they're $10.99. $11, he bellowed. That's ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourself, charging that much for a plant that grows wild around here. By now, there were other people waiting for help, and I was beginning to get a little hot under the collar. I have to go, I said. Perhaps if you browse around some, you'll find what you need. This, of course, was a polite way of saying get lost, but at least it wasn't what I really wanted to say. There is one other evergreen plant that blooms a lot, doesn't have to be watered, pruned, or fertilized, and isn't eaten by deer. You can find it in a craft store. The botanical name is Plastica vulgaris.
You know, I worked retail for 30 years, and there were many days that I wanted to say exactly the same thing, and I had to bite my tongue. Believe me, there were some days people would come in, I don't know, they got off on the wrong side of the bed or not, and no matter what you suggested, it wasn't the right plant. So I can see this happening over and over and over in my mind, and I've been through it more than once. So it's funny to hear a story like that. It's almost like I wrote it myself. So,
Well, of course, most people are great and wonderful, but we do once in a while get the other kind, just like you said.
Yeah, 99% of the people are very good, and then you get some that just won't tell you what you need to know to give them the right plant. Pat, give us that phone number one more time.
All right, greenprints.com, greenprints like thumbprints, for the website, or 800-569-0602, 1997, for a year's subscription for yourself or as a gift.
Terrific. And if you did write it down, go to my website. It's listed under Green Prints right there for you. Thanks, Pat. We'll talk to you in a few days.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, it's toll free, 855-660-4261. So if you need some help, give us a call. You know, I've been telling you to change from the old-fashioned powder lime to Turf Turbo. And it's really going to make your lawn so green and so healthy and choke out those weeds. It's the perfect way to make your lawn look beautiful with Turf Turbo High Efficiency Lime. And it's not like any other product. It starts to work in a four-week period. So you apply your Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work, making all of the nutrition that's already in the soil available to the plant. And it will change the pH, making it sweeter. so that less moss is going to grow. A bag covers 5,000 square feet compared to buying 5 50-pound bags of lime. It saves you time, it works quicker, and it's made right here in the USA. So if you're looking for Bonide products, check your local nursery or garden center, and let's get it down. In Pembroke, Mass., A.J. Tomasi, Benson Lumber in Londonderry, New Hampshire, and the Weed and Duria Company in New Canaan, Connecticut. So get that lime down. The only plant that doesn't want lime are blueberries. They like it acidic. So don't put the Turf Turbo around it. In your perennial bed, great. It makes the unavailable nutrition that's in the soil available to the plant. So your plants are going to grow better. Lilacs, they love lime. Put it around them, and you're going to see they're going to do a lot better. And if you can't get the grass to grow underneath big trees, oaks, maples, pines, put it there. And if you've got ground covers like English ivy, Pachysandra, and if the Pachysandra is looking yellow after the winter, get some lime on it. And the Turf Turbo will make it greener. It does make a big difference. This is new technology. And I can remember growing up, working at the nursery, every single Monday, we had 25 tons of lime delivered to the nursery where I worked in 50-pound bags. It took us 2 hours in a chain line to unload the truck, and by the end of the week, it was gone, and we repeated a new trailer on Monday morning at 7 o'clock for about a 6 to 8 week period. So after you've cleaned your lawn, after you've cleaned your garden, put the Turf Turbo down, and if it doesn't rain, water it in. Put it in your perennial beds. Now, if you have hydrangea, the pink or the blue, then be careful. If you lime a blue hydrangea, you're going to change the color to pink. So stay away from them if you want to make it blue, because it does like it acidic. Okay? Now, if we can help you, pick up the phone. Call right now. We're ready for you. The number is 855-660-4261. In the vegetable garden, put some lime down right now. Get it in to give it a chance to get working so that when you're ready to plant, the soil is ready. If you're growing tomatoes, they need some lime. They don't like acidic soil. So put that down, and that will help you a great deal. Okay? Again, our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire. He's got a quick question about manure.
Hey, Bob, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, Paul, I called you, I think it was sometime last year, as it relates to getting my hands on manure, and I didn't have very much success with that. But this year, in the fall of last year, rather, I found a company that will, where you can get it, and you can either have it delivered or pick it up yourself.
Right.
And I wondered if I could pass that on to your listeners.
Sure.
They're in Draycott, Mass. Phone number there is 978 957-3008. It's a mama papa operation. It's called Peach Grain Company. And
now,
there I could call them and get the address and the information as they wish. So whatever necessary to get it, I went through all kinds of areas and talked to different people. I couldn't find anything. Finally, I got a hold of Peach Grain. I ordered it in the fall. I spread it all out in this year. Here in about a couple of 3 weeks, I'll have it loaded, filled in. But, by the way, you mentioned something about acidic soil. I thought potatoes were something that grew in rather acidic soil. Is that the case?
Yeah, potatoes will grow from neutral to acidic. So, it's kind of hard in the vegetable garden if you don't lay it out. And that's why I recommend that you take a piece of graph paper and you plan your garden ahead of time. And that way, excuse me, you will know where your potatoes are going to go. Because they'll take some acidity and they'll do very well. The other vegetables, they like it closer to neutral or slightly acidic. Potatoes can take it more acidic than other vegetables, but blueberries, no lime at all. They really, really want it acid. And like me, for example, behind my house, we have an FAA tower that sends a signal to the planes that fly in the area so that they know where they're going. And we have wild Maine blueberries. And they cut a hole, took down about 50 to 60 acres of trees so that the signal could work better. And then they realized that the tower was broken, the idiots. So they put in a new tower, and everything works great now. But in the meantime, they cut down about 50 acres of trees for no particular reason. And what I do is I'll bring home a couple bags of Turf Turbo and use it around the house, but never on the blueberries. I'll take Holytone, go out there, spread the Holytone at this time of the year, or maybe a little bit later, depending on the weather. Last year we still had 2 feet, 3 feet of snow on the ground. This year there's no snow, so that you can start to do it. But, ask questions, is this acidic, is this not? But the main thing that lime does is it changes the pH of the soil so that the available nutrients can be used by the plant. It can thicken the grass, preventing weeds from coming in. And believe it or not, dandelions and crabgrass prefer an acidic soil. So the sweeter you make it, the less crabgrass and the less dandelions will germinate. So lime it, and you can do it now. Get started. Don't wait and then kill yourself and run and run and run. Do a little bit at a time, and that way it makes it more convenient. You can take a little bit of money every single week, put it towards it, and that way it does. You don't get a big bill at the end of the month. But if you can get some good manure, make sure that it's well composted, and you want a little bit of bedding with the manure. It could be wood chips, it could be sawdust, maybe a little bit of sand. But it's got to be a year old. And I would, when you find the source, ask them if you can come over and see the pile. And it's not going to be fresh manure. You can use fresh manure if you put it in the fall like you did, because it's got all winter to break down. But in the spring, it's got to be seasoned. And we appreciate the phone number and the name of the company where you got it. If you can't find fresh manure and you want to buy it in bulk, the best thing to do is to go to a feed and grain store. They sell the feed for the cattle and the fertilizer for the fields to make the grass grow for the cattle to eat. And they can tell you where you can find cow manure by the truckload. Okay? Thank you. Again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you, you'll give us a call. We'll work together, and you'll have a wonderful, wonderful garden. Now, if you're starting your seeds, it's got to be a sterile container. So if you use containers from last year, what you got to do is take out the hose, wash off all of the old soil from last year. And then what I do is I've got a big metal, it can be a big plastic pot, something that's like 2 feet in diameter. And what I do is I fill it with water, and I'll put maybe a quart of bleach in the water. Stir it around, and then set the pots in the water and Clorox. And that will kill any bacteria or fungus that's on the container. And now you can use your pots and your trays over and over. But you've got to get the dirt off and then set them in this Clorox and water solution for the best results.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Faith from New Hampshire. She's got a question about some grass clumps in her lawn.
Okay, Faith, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning. I have a close neighbor, and they have a lot of crabgrass, which seeps over into a portion of my yard, and it's like clumps of grass and then dirt. And last year, I tried to dig it up, rake it. I bought bags of potting soil and spread it all over and planted grass seed. But I still got these clumps of grass. I mean, it's like a huge clump. Is that crabgrass?
No. Crabgrass wouldn't come in until... It would germinate in May and would stay very, very flat. And that's why they call it...
This is like clumps. In fact, it's even hard to walk on the lawn. I have two dogs, and I will walk them around the yard, and I get to this one spot, and it's like you can almost trip on it.
Okay. Have you noticed if the clump of grass that you have during the summer will produce like wheat, a stem with a flower that looks like wheat. You know, the rest of the lawn is green, but this will have a tassel appear.
It probably might have some of that. I just didn't know what. It didn't used to be that way. I used to have a big lilac tree, and it's like part of a mobile home park, and we had to dig up the tree because these people took out their old mobile home and brought in a new one. So my yard got a little bit torn up.
Okay.
And they put soil down, but I don't think the soil is very good at all.
Now, if you when you dug up the clump to get it out, did you notice if on the roots there was like a little nut attached to it?
I don't know. That was last year, so I don't remember.
Because there is a weed called nut grass, and it grows in a clump, just like you talk about. And when you dig it up, there's a little seed that's about the size of a pea that are attached to the roots. That's nut grass. And then the other one that grows the same way is called wild onion. And it grows in a clump just like chives do. And when you cut it or you dig it up, you get that onion smell. So what I want you to do is wait until this comes up. And then you're going to dig it up. And you're going to see if it smells like onion, that would be onion grass. If it's got a little nut, then it's nut grass. And if it's in a clump and it seems to be spreading, and all of a sudden in May, it produces little, like a 2-inch tassel that looks like wheat coming from it, and it's white. Then that's called Poa annual. So when you see it happening, dig it up, call me back, and then I'll give you a product that will take care of it. But the same product will not do all of them, so that I need to know. Okay?
All right. It's like frustrating when I try to fix my own and I used to have such good grass there, and now it's terrible.
You know, they say that if you have crabgrass in your lawn, that one crabgrass plant will produce up to 1,000 seeds a year. And those seeds can stay dormant in your lawn for up to 10 years. So it's something that you got to treat more often, but let me know.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.